Okay, everybody, it's time for my favorite part of the episode and yours. Time for to rope off.
I feel like at this point it needs its own theme song.
I know. I'm tempted to sing and give it one, but I won't do that to everybody.
All right. So last I made me feel like Safia. All right.
All right.
Last time on Trope Off, it was Tony's birthday, and we were talking about friends with benefits versus outsider POV. And I don't think it was a huge shocker that friends with benefits won with 76%. No offense to outsider POV. None at all.
But it's hard to pull off.
Yeah.
And it's not only hard to pull off, I think it's hard to even, I mean, for people like you who write in which there is there nobody else but Steve and Tony, it's hard to remember to incorporate someone.
Yeah, I find it that actually the hardest part is how to make the, because I mostly write romance, right? It's how to make the conclusion of the romantic build satisfying when you're not in the head of the person who's involved.
Right.
So that first kiss or whatever, that moment when they're like, yes, we're finally together. I admit I love you. It doesn't necessarily have the same impact for me from outsider POV unless there's something cleverly done. So the few times I've done outsider POV, it's been not semi-cracky, but I've written Dummies POV and Jarvis's POV, and it's always the reader understands that Steve and Tony are getting together, but the bots don't, something like that, you know, where it's kind of cheeky.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think I've done it, so the way I could do it would be if we're talking about an anniversary party or something like that. So I could do it in established relationship.
Yeah.
And so that's really fun. But yeah, I think it's rough. Plus friends with benefits is just, I don't know, a gold standard.
It's true. But hear me out.
Okay.
The friend that the character has benefits with is someone they are truly just friends with and have no emotions for. That's the POV you get, is the friend that they're sleeping with who realizes that they actually have feelings for the other person and, you know, go forth with tries to convince them to get together, or tries to trick them into wanting to end the friends with benefits relationship so that they'll start to see the other person, or they'll get sexually frustrated and start to consider other options. I don't know. Sure. I think there's something there.
No, I think there definitely could be. I think for sure they could be. I think a friends with benefits outsider POV too, if you want to angst it up, is the ex.
Yeah. Ooh, dark.
Mm-hmm. Dark.
I like it.
Yes. Every once in a while, my angst side comes out.
Well, the week after that, I would say very little angst involved. We have body swap versus clothes sharing.
Okay.
This one was much closer.
Oh.
But clothes sharing still took it with a solid 56%.
Okay.
And Beetle, bless her, replied and said, okay, but do you not achieve clothes sharing when you body swap? I have found the loophole.
Good job, Beetle. Good job. Still doesn't count for trope off, but good job, Beetle.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think she's not wrong. I do think that inherently there's potentially some clothes sharing going on when one body swaps, unless the sharing needs to be done in the appropriate bodies. But yeah, I think that could have gone either way. I think that might have been just the whim of the moment, because I could totally see posting that one a different weekend and getting a different answer.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a fascinating. There's a couple of these where it would be really fascinating to just run it again on a Wednesday.
Which one did you pick?
Oh, for that one, clothes sharing. I am not a body swap fan.
It's not very common. I think people like to read it, but not many people write it, so...
Yeah, I think it could be very fascinating to do, but I don't like to explore physical bodies as much in my fics. And like part of the body swap thing is the feeling of being in somebody else's brain and body. And I'm not creative enough to explore that in how I write. So it also doesn't seem to intrigue me as a reader. But I don't know why, because like saying it out loud, I'm like, oh, that could be really fun. But I just don't ever gravitate towards them.
Yeah. I don't know. I think possibly it just being not unpopular, it being uncommon means that people also are less likely to think of it, to do it, you know?
Yeah, very, very true. Yeah.
Yeah, now I kind of want to do some tag comparisons and see what kind of numbers. Oh, do you know what? Remind me to do this. When Trope Off is over, what I should do is get the tag numbers and put them in so we can see if there's a correlation between how many fics are tagged with that and then who won.
Oh, that could be interesting. Like, I was also thinking that to me, body swap is one that is probably a bigger deal in some other fandoms.
Very true. Very, very possible.
Like I've read a ton more body swap fics in Harry Potter than I have in Marvel.
Oh yeah. And like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Even so though there's like Marvel magic, you know, and we're talking about 616 right now, and I can't say definitively that body swapping has never happened in the comics. It definitely seems like something that would happen in the comics.
Oh, have to ask. It has to have happened at least 14 times. But yeah, that just seems, I feel like I read something in the Steve and Tony games last year when I was reading a lot of comics to learn about different things, that there was some body swap conversations. Hmm. Not necessarily between Steve and Tony, though. That's not ringing any bells.
Yeah, yeah.
But
fair. I forget that there are other characters.
There are, I promise. There's a few. Yeah.
So moving on to the next week, we entered the tiebreaker double round. So 2 weeks we had to step out of the brackets and do a tiebreaker. Basically, the way that this works is because we had a tiebreaker, both of the tiers have to go up against who they would go up against next. Okay. And whoever wins that will go on as the winner of the next one. And whoever loses that will get bumped down as if they'd lost the tie. Because that's
Got
just
it.
The way that the because we can't just pit them against each other like you would in a soccer game to be like, okay, play another game.
Got it.
I expect it'll be the same. So this is how I handle ties. So last weekend we had arranged marriage versus wrong number texting AU.
Okay.
And arranged marriage destroyed wrong number texting AU. 72-28.
Fair.
So interesting. Because wrong number's been doing fairly well. But also, this was the one that most of all Trope Off this time, I think, is the one where I'm most likely to actually write this. Like, I've been seriously thinking about writing this. Okay. And what I want to do is Steve and Tony are arranged in some way, probably like a la CN or like, you know, some sort of official mating thing or prince thing, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter. But there's some societal reason why they need to be in an arranged marriage, and they don't like each other particularly. They're not interested. They're just doing it because it's their obligation. But they both separately are looking for connections with other people and end up online and start chatting with someone else that they really like. And eventually it turns out that they're chatting with each other.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So it's kind of like if you like pina coladas mixed with my fic Falling for You, Hook, Line, and Sinker. That's my
okay.
Fic. Mixed with a little bit of TPP or CN.
Ooh, I mean, I love Hook, Line, and Sinker. That's one of my favorites of yours. So thank you. That is, yeah, I think that's, yeah, that might be actually, besides TPP, my favorite of yours. So that's really,
I think it.
Oh,
be.
I'm excited for that.
Lots of like they don't give each other a chance to get to know each other because it's arranged. They're just like, okay, like I don't hate you, but like this isn't love. So we're just going to be ships passing in the night and we'll make it work and we'll show up for functions and what have you.
Yeah.
But then at night on their phone, it's like, oh, there's this person I really connect with.
I love it.
My arranged partner had a personality like this one does.
Oh my gosh. Bring it on.
This one also got a fair amount of attention on Twitter. We got sort of similar ideas. Fans said arranged royals that hate each other and then unknowingly fall for each other by thinking they're talking to a stranger due to a wrong number.
Yep.
Allie, I am 93% Stardust, said there's a super great old guard fic that combines these two tropes and I love it so much. That's very cool. I'll have to look for that.
That's notable.
And Clever Kimberly said, hands down, I have to go with wrong number texting AUs. They may just be my number one. So there's a wrong number fan, but unfortunately it got beat. But I will say this doesn't, well, I guess it does count as a loss for wrong number, because whoever wins between arranged marriage and Fix It is going to go on to have won the next one. And since arranged marriage did win, even if Fix It doesn't win, wrong number. I hope nobody understood what I just said, because honestly, I'd prefer that you guys don't know how it works, so you don't think about it too hard.
Yeah, I mean, you lost me completely, and I'm, you know, relationally paid to be here, so.
Okay, so I'll just use my little Men in Black flashy thingy, and we'll just.
Yes.
I never said that. And moving on to this weekend, we have in the other half of the tiebreaker, Fix It versus wrong number texting AU. So we'll see if Fix It can do better than arranged marriage did. And I'm not going to say how it's going right now, because I don't want to influence anyone, but we have had quite a few votes already. But there's like, you know, a little bit of time left. So.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah. No ideas yet for that one. I feel like we have had the conversation already about the trickiness of meshing inherently AU concepts with Fix It concept, which is kind of inherently embedded in canon.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll think about it. And when we come back and talk next time, we'll have an answer for who won and maybe some prompts that find a way to use wrong numbers to fix canon.
I'm, as always, excited to hear what people come up with. You'll notice that this episode includes no customized events forecast, and it's a point where I just have to be really honest that our lives have all kind of changed since the podcast started. And so from here on out, please keep an eye on the Marvel Event Central page for all of your Marvel event needs. If you want us to share your specific Steve Tony event on Tumblr or Twitter, please add us and we're happy to reblog, but we will no longer be having a dedicated segment here on the podcast. Thank you so much for your understanding. And that is a wrap on episode 8. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. We're always grateful to members of our community who lend their voices to the pod.
Thanks to Key, Magic, and Sign for taking over this conversation, and Dakota River Road for the art.
Remember to rate and review as you can, and let us know what you thought about the episode. We always love to know what's enjoyed so that we can know what to do more of.
In the meantime, keep creating and consuming and enjoying fandom, and we will see you next time for episode 9.
You've been listening to Pod on the Suit. Thanks for joining us.